Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show. I'm Jack Pitella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week, still from sunny Southern California, where everyone seems to have a classic car in their garage.
Right?
Have you noticed
what
that?
What is that?
It is really funny. It's kind of cool. Like, hey, look at that. And I've seen some cool ones.
It's either that or, like, they have some kind of special vehicle, a lot of golf carts.
Yeah.
You know.
They're all electric. A lot of electric vehicles.
Some very, very cool motorcycles people ride.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just seems to really grasp life the way that it should be here.
Exactly.
This is still new to me. It's, you know, you grew up here, but
yeah.
Where I come from, everyone just suffers.
Oh.
And everything's frozen.
No, and here, you know, everybody here is, yeah, you're right. They're outdoors doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's not a lot of staying inside and hiding and curtains drawn. It's, everything's open and we're all out having fun.
I have to say, I love it, Jill.
Good, thank you.
This show is about entertaining real estate investment.
Entertaining.
Today,
this is going to be good with this topic.
Today, Jill and I talk about implementing education.
And how we can make this entertaining.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free. We'll see if Jill and her voice can
get through this today. All right. Connie asks, hi, all. Nice to find this community. I've been soaking up the podcast episodes and their wealth of information, so I thought I would dive deeper into the program. I began land investing earlier this year, having gone through another land investing program. While there definitely was a learning curve, I haven't experienced many problems buying properties, but I'm struggling with selling them. I was pretty diligent in my research and thought I bought them at a pretty low price, but I began questioning that, along with the area I selected to work in. I've heard everything sells, so we'll continue working hard, trying different avenues and learning all I can. It was both discouraging and encouraging at the same time to hear Jack say on yesterday's podcast that they do not discuss selling as much as buying because people have fewer problems and issues on the sell side. Hoping to break through this as soon as I do not want to invest on any more in land or education until I sell some of the properties I've already acquired. I believe there's so much potential here, and I'm determined to make this work. Love it.
Good. I mean, outstanding question.
Mm-hmm.
Connie, right?
Yep.
Good work, Connie.
And she's right. I mean, so the key here, Connie, I do want... We really don't talk about it because we really know when we buy it. And we're buying them so well. And there's so much thought that goes into them. And like you talked about in the show yesterday, Jack, you know, even... thinking about the area, we don't want too many properties there or too few properties there. I mean, that's something that you think about. So on the when you're acquiring property, you're thinking about selling it at the same time.
So when you're brand new, it's harder to sell property than when you've been in it for 20 years like us or some of our senior or more experienced members. What Jill and I have tried to do is ease that pain. Landpin is where we've created a website where members, and I know Connie's a member, can post property and promote it. If you literally go to Landpin and go to the bottom and connect your social media, you can post it all over the place on your social media within seconds. The whole thing to get on all the social media sites takes maybe 30 seconds. I'm going to run through a short list of things that have to happen for you to sell property when you're new. Number one, you have to have a website. It sounds like you do already because you have to really need that before you send the mailer out so for people to look you up. Number two, make sure your property is posted on Landpin, Land and Farm, and Landwatch. And make sure, and please pay attention to this, everyone, that you do a video the same way that Luke Smith does in our group. If you go to ruralvacantland.com and check out his videos where he does a flyover, that really makes a massive difference. I bought a boat recently purely because the guy that was selling the boat on the internet posted everything. He posted a video of him specifically walking through the boat on the water and why it worked and what's great about it.
Right.
And I probably overpaid.
Probably. Definitely.
You don't even know how much I paid for that.
I have a good idea because I saw the ad.
So you want to make sure you have a video. Now, that's all great. What you absolutely need to do and get used to doing, and it sounds like this is within the realm of your capability, is social media marketing. Make sure you have a YouTube channel to put these videos on. make sure that you place these video ads where they you think people might purchase them. So if there's a if the property's in Texas and there's a Tiny Houses Group of Texas channel or a group of people you want to, and it's, you know, I'm not going to go into how to do this because it's going to take a little while to figure it out. Let's say a weekend of figuring out how to do it and work, go actually go into YouTube to learn how to do it. And the same thing with Facebook. You want to post it in geographic areas where you think people may be interested in buying the property. Those two things will get this property sold. And I'm assuming that, I mean, she's very well spoken here. Mm-hmm. She's got a price right. She knows how to buy it. So there's the good news is that you have the one little tiny sales piece at the end missing. You're going to do great.
You know what happens, though? I gotta add one thing funny about this. This happens very, very often to people new to our group. Panic, panic, panic. Oh, it's sold. Like by the time that we're airing this show, Jack,
I'm sure
there's a very good chance that it's sold. It's so funny. We have people even like, yeah, I brought it up on the Thursday call and by Friday they were gone. I'm like, uh-huh. It's just a little bit of, you know, nervous anticipation. Oh, what if I did it right? And they're like, oh, okay, got it. So, yeah.
And then here's my final thought. Up until very recently, you couldn't take credit cards, or you could, but you would get busted by the credit card company for this product
good
type.
Good point.
Jill and I have stopped. We've created created a little department in Heartland Payment Systems where you can sign up.
Yeah, so do it through us.
Right.
If you have any kind of real estate property and you're having trouble getting payments processed, we've solved it for you. And you don't have to be a member. It's just we solved it for everybody.
Even if you're not having problems, you really should set this up the same time you're setting up your website.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything. Actually, I think in the beginning it costs $50 or $80 a month until you have some sales history.
Right.
Which is a cost of business. After all, this is a business, right?
Exactly.
So if you go to landinvestors.com in the upper right-hand corner on the homepage, there's instructions there on how to get to our little real estate group within Heartland Payment Systems.
Right. And you'll find a great FAQ with all the details and all that good stuff, too. It's awesome.
You're welcome to call their new sign-up number and go through the 2 years of hell that we went through.
Oh, my gosh. To get to this point.
To explain our product type.
Oh,
and
my
why,
gosh.
The whole thing.
And they're the only credit card that finally said yes, the processor. Yep. So it's awesome. I'm really excited.
Today's topic, implementing education. As Jill said before we started, what the hell does that mean?
Well, this sounds really weird. What are you talking about, Jack?
This is the meat of the show.
Which I say to him every day. What are you talking about, Jack?
I approach everything pretty like an engineer. And Jill approaches everything like a 13-year-old partier.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my gosh. I do have to admit that there's many days that you say, are you a teenage boy?
I know.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I know.
As I'm
standing there with a lit firecracker in my hand.
Our number three kid is Jill and him have a lot more in common.
Oh, we're having a blast.
They have completely taken over our whole social setting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have the same taste in movies and the same, it's pretty funny.
Oh, it's awesome. We have a good time.
Implementing education means quite simply this. Why would you spend all this time and money getting yourself educated in anything if you're not going to implement it? We've all known people who are just, they have three PhDs. They love school. They love the whole process. And then as soon as they get a degree, they go get another one.
That's weird.
They don't go out into the workforce.
They're weird. They're scared.
You know, that's it.
They're scared.
Ding, ding.
What's that term? We've all heard it. The, you know, career student.
Right.
You know?
So don't let that happen to you.
Right.
I mean, you might as well not even start down the path. You should just have a real serious question, look in the mirror and say, you know, if I'm going to go through this, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do the research, get educated, take it seriously, show up for it.
Good point.
And
implement
it.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now that I know where you want to go with this, this is an important topic to me because I talk to these people all the time. They're thinking about, you know, doing something. And I'm like, if you're going to do it, take some time, really make sure, do all your homework, make sure you know what you're getting into, make sure you know what's involved, whether it's cost, time, energy, and be all in. And once you make that decision, you know you won't stop. Whatever it is, you will succeed.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways to learn. You know, I'm not a big fan of the actual education portion itself. Recently, I went and I had to go get a boating license from the Coast Guard. I didn't have to, but I chose to do it for a lot of reasons. Insurance is cheaper. Insurance is one of them. And I sat with two extremely senior, experienced members who wanted to tell stories for 2 days in a yacht club, in the basement of a yacht club, getting my license. And it's after a while, it's like, man, can we just get on the water? Because I don't want to sit here in this classroom and talk about this.
They were two experienced boaters, right? Like, were they Coast Guard people?
They're senior Coast Guard members.
That's it. Okay, when you said members, I don't know if you mean like our members.
Coast Guard members. No, they're like 90 years old is what I was getting at.
Okay, got it, but yeah.
They had a lot of stories and a lot of time. They didn't really enjoy dragging that whole experience out.
Well, it was fun for them. You were their audience.
Their wives were there.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was.
Really?
That was their thing.
Wow.
Maybe that'll be us when we're
That
90.
Was once a month or once a quarter that they
if
get
we're
to
90,
go do that.
We're teaching a course like that about how to buy and sell real estate.
Oh my gosh. I'll be in the back. I'll be in the back giving you the cut sign.
I hope that it's, that whole course is a half hour and not 19 hours or whatever this
right.
was. Anyway, my point is I'm not a big sit-down formal education person. I'm a big, let's get in there, get our hands dirty, make a big mess of it, screw it all up, put my own twist on it, and start doing it.
Right.
And so I've noticed that a lot of our members have that personality type.
It's true.
There's a couple people we have that are literally have PhDs that are doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the education seriously. So I kind of look at it like, you know, you can look at it. There's a couple of occupations that I think do a great job with this for whatever reason. Trade schools, where you actually, there's formal education and you go out in a shop and you learn how to weld or whatever.
True.
I think that's really good and strong. I think the whole healthcare industry does a great job of, let's do some formal classroom education and then let's learn how to do CPR on a mannequin. Or in a medical doctor's case, you go through a residency for
it's
years
true.
And screw it up. Under somebody else's direction until you're out on your own.
Too bad that every college program doesn't require an internship.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, that's the missing piece. That's what's needed. You know, it's sad nowadays. How many kids will spend 4 years, 6 years, you know, maybe they go all the way through and get their master's and now they're all done and they're sitting there with their fancy degrees and they have no work experience at all.
Right.
It's like, wow.
Really backwards when you think about it.
I know.
Wouldn't it be really helpful if you knew long before you're getting into whatever you're getting into and talk to people? This is why
you should do that.
Why I created landinvestors.com, the actual website.
True.
The forum. Because you can get in there long before you spend even a dollar.
Right.
And ask people that are already doing it if it's a bunch of malarkey, what's really involved. Yeah, great.
Right.
Jack
How
and
much
Jill
time?
Laugh. Jack and Jill laugh on the show all the time and make it look easy and the whole thing, but you know, you get in there and find out exactly what it's all about. Jill, I cannot even describe what Jill's 13-year-old mind is doing right now in the studio.
So I said this is me in a classroom.
Apparently, Jill needs to redress herself during the middle of the show for my entertainment.
I just had to
make
you laugh.
Are you more comfortable now?
I'm sorry. You got a little serious on me there. I had to bring it. You started talking. You know, this is what happens.
Wow.
You put me in a classroom, you lose me too.
I know.
Like, I don't want to do this.
Oh my gosh, Jill.
Just for the record, by the way, this boat thing that Jack's talking about, it was 8 hours and I was signed up for it. And the day of, I'm like, I am so not going. Do I have to go? And he's like, no, you really don't have to go. I'm like, okay, good. I'm out.
So consequently, I'm licensed and she's not, which I really think is part of her plan. So she never
totally.
Has to pilot that boat ever.
I'm good. You know, I'd rather be a passenger with a drink in my hand.
I think that's outstanding.
Thank you.
I would rather have you have a drink in your hand.
Thank you very much. Everybody wins.
Well, you've done it again. You've spent or wasted 15 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss less deals, but more money per deal. Is that a more clear topic for you?
Less deals, but more money per deal. It's a good one. I love it. Everybody wants that. And we answer your question. Should you have one? Post it on jackjill.com. So go ahead and add it right away.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Did I distract you?
Jeez, Jill.
So, hey, I'm feeling a little better. Can you tell?
I didn't say it during the regular show, but flashing me. is a distraction.
Good. Nice to know. I got that figured out. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And you know, while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.